USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With their lives, they bought our freedom. And so with our lives, we must always live up to their example.
President Biden's comments on this Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Biden saying those who died serving chose a life of purpose. The president adding he's determined to ensure veterans don't have to wait decades for the health benefits they deserve.
I want to acknowledge that we're making progress in key areas like comprehensive bipartisan legislation that is advancing in Congress that will deliver health care services and benefits to veterans and the survivors impacted by toxic exposures.
A U.S. congressional delegation is making a surprise visit to Taiwan. The group saying they'll meet with Taiwan's president, premier, and economic affairs minister. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Doctors treating two adults hurt in a Texas school shooting have upgraded their condition to good. A lone gunman murdered 19 children and two adults in Uvalde, Texas. Brooke Army Medical Center tweeting the two adults were doing well and they continue to pray for comfort and strength for all affected by this terrible tragedy. 17 people were injured in the mass shooting. Stargazers are looking forward to a possible meteor shower. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere.
After taking the holiday weekend off, the jury in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial will resume deliberations in a Virginia courthouse on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
In Florida, a 10-year-old boy was arrested over the weekend for threatening a mass shooting at his elementary school. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says that adults need to let kids in their lives know the seriousness of a threat like this.
This is not a joke. We are not to play around, not even texting, posting, kidding in the hallway. You will, as the sheriff said, you will face very real consequences. You will go to jail.
The American Lifeguard Association says about half of lifeguard positions are currently filled, which means pools, beaches, and lakes won't be opening for the public or will operate on a modified schedule.
We have really struggled. Last year was a struggle to try to find lifeguards, and there were times going into this year where we really wasn't sure if we were going to have a full complement.
Gordon Hampton is the director of Williamson County, Tennessee Parks and Recreation, that audio courtesy of WSMV in Nashville, Tennessee. To get staff to come back or train new lifeguards, many places across the country are offering huge bonuses, including Chicago and Austin. Top Gun Maverick is breaking Memorial Day weekend records with a strong showing at the box office. The sequel to the 1986 film has brought in $156 million in the first 4 days of its release. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.